insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Welcome again to the program. Inshallah, in this session as well, we'll try to understand a little more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
We reached verses 17 and onward. We explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Baqarah explains three categories of people. And they are the believers, the disbelievers, and those who pretend to be believing, which actually do not believe in their hearts, and they are the munafiqeen. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this section of the Holy Quran spends more time explaining and describing the situation of the munafiqeen, which is very important for us to understand. In this verse and the following two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them in a couple of examples. And it's important that we understand what these metaphors are talking about so we can learn the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 7, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. They are parable in that the one who delighted or who lighted a torch. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And when it had lit up all around him, Allah took away their light and left them sightless in a manifold darkness. What is that trying to say? It's explaining to us example of the munafiq. The munafiq, before the religion came or before he accepted the religion, he was in darkness. The darkness of disbelief, the darkness of corruption that existed in that region of the world, in like many other regions of the world today. That this religion does not exist or people do not believe in it. As we explained, these verses are talking or were revealed when the Holy Prophet went to Medina. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving these examples. Before the religion came, these people, the hypocrites, they were in darkness just like all the other kuffar. In other words, they did not believe. They didn't have proper understanding of the world and the correct beliefs about this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the religion came, this is talking about someone that's in darkness. And then, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا, he lightens a torch. Okay, the torch that is mentioned in this metaphor is the religion. When the religion came, he had light. The munafiq had light. What is this light? The religion obviously has light. It enlightens people. It guides people to the true path and the correct path and a good life that people would have. But the light that it's talking about for the munafiq, because he does not truly believe in his heart to benefit from the light of belief. The light is what he can see. It says, فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَ مَا حَوْلَهُ, that light only lightens his surrounding, which is referring to this world. While he's in this world, the hypocrite tries to benefit from the religion in this world. In other words, he doesn't truly believe, but in order to have the benefits that the other Muslims in that society would have, the hypocrite acts as though he believes. So he lightens that torch, he makes use of that torch, of that light that Islam has brought, but he only sees around him. And then it says Allah took away, as soon as they see all around them and it's lit up and it's lightened up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away that light. What is that referring to? It is referring to the death. The munafiq, when he leaves this world, that light that he thought was true light, because he didn't believe truly in a hereafter, he thought it's only this world, he didn't have belief in that. He only pretended as though he believed. So when he leaves the world, he's returned to that darkness. Now this darkness is much different than the darkness of pre-Islamic times. And that darkness is a darkness that there's all kinds of punishments, and this person, this individual, cannot see where he's going. It's a very interesting verse that refers to a similar situation, or actually this exact situation, after a munafiq dies. In Surah Hadid, verse 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the munafiq, after they die, they go to the mu'mineen that they used to live with. You know, they were living in a Muslim society with the Muslimin, with the Muslim people. And they knew everybody, they were friends with everybody, and the others, the mu'mineen, thought that these guys were truly believers. Now, on that day, it says that they see that the believers, or they realize that the believers know where they're going. They realize that the believers have got light, they can see what they're doing. And they themselves, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, do not know what they're doing. They don't see the light. So what they do is they ask the mu'mineen, the believers, please look at us, come towards us, help us out so we can benefit from the light that you have and we don't have. Then a call comes from the heavens that says that you should return, you should look back. You should have obtained that light in the world, in the dunya, in the previous life, not now, that's too late. So this example, or this metaphor, is explaining to us the situation of the munafiq in this world and in the hereafter. Yes, in this world they benefit from the apparent rulings or the apparent benefits of living in a Muslim society. They are ruled and considered Muslim, so they get the inheritance if their relatives die. They're treated very well. The justice in the Muslim society, in the Muslim country, will be to their benefit. And they're not considered as the kuffar, as the others would have been. Yet, because they did not believe truly in their hearts, when the day of judgment comes, when they leave this world, they will see that they are in darkness. They are truly in darkness. So this should not fool us. seeing that these people that we sometimes do identify, because as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just explaining these verses to tell us that these are the munafiqeen, so we just add to our knowledge. There's practical benefits to this. We need to identify who the munafiqeen are. Now, sometimes we do identify them, who the munafiqeen are, and there's little we can do about them to stop what they're doing and harming the Muslim society and the Muslim community. And sometimes we realize that they're having a very good life. They have a much better life in this world, and they're pretending to be Muslim. They're acting, and the Muslims consider them Muslim. You know, that should not make us feel bad about our belief. It should not make us feel bad that, look, you know, this guy doesn't truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the religion, and yet he's having such a good life. No, this verse tells us that in the hereafter, which is the beginning of the true life, which is eternal, these people will end up in darkness. They will have no clue where they're moving and what direction they're taking and where they will be taken to.
يا حي يا قيوم 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 يا
And the next verse says, "Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarja'un." This is talking about a fact that they will be deaf and dumb and blind. They will not come back. They are in the hereafter. They cannot see, they cannot hear, and they cannot speak. Now, they cannot come back to this world either to be able to obtain those characters in order to be able to see in the hereafter, as I recited or as I explained that verse in Surah Hadid, verse 13 of Surah Hadid. When they ask for the light of the believers, they are told, you need to go back, but they can't go back. And that's what this verse is saying. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجَعُونَ. They will not be coming back. There's no turning back. It's a day of judgment. Verse 19 and 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another metaphor of how the munafiqeen are. It says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق. Or that of a rainstorm. The example or the munafiqeen are parable to that of a rainstorm from the sky, wherein is darkness, thunder, and lightning. They put their fingers in their ears due to the thunderclaps, apprehensive of death. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. That translation was of this piece. And then at the end it says, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. This is the end of verse 19. Because the two verses together are a metaphor, we will have to explain that in the next session, inshallah. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. سبحان الله.